What do you call the shelf over the fireplace?
Someone said, oh, that is the mantelpiece.
Thank you. What do you call those things that the logs rest on in the fireplace?
We call them what the wood rests on, fire dogs.
Thank you. What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
You see, they call them, some say kindling.
What do you call the particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers to get the fire started?
Spindles.
What do you call a place with rod and hangers for hanging clothes when you can move it from room to room?
Them called clothes runners.
And Miss Sankfield has one in that room there?
Yeah.
What do you call that?
Oh, I can't think of that name right now. I sure can't. But it's called, some of them call it clothes runners, some say clothes hangers.
What if it is built into the room?
Closet.
What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of the house?
They call it a weatherboard.
What do you call the covered area at the front or side of a house where some chairs might be placed? You might say the ladies like to sit in their rocking chairs on the
porch.
What do you call a small porch, often with no roof?
There is no porch, you said. There's no porch, you said. So we got a porch, but ain't no closed in.
Did you ever hear anyone say stoop or veranda?
No.
How about patio?
No.
Okay. What do you call the small fenced area next to the barn where the cows are enclosed before milking?
I can't call the name of it right now. Let's see, the cow shelter. Sometimes it's a cow shelter.
Did you ever hear anyone say a lot or a pen?
I said pen. But not the cow pen.
What do you call a wall or a fence made out of rocks or stones?